You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A flat wrap to the week with 24 advances on Nifty with 26 declines and the pharma stocks clearly leading the charge. Welcome to the evening walk on Dalal Street on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
We did see quite a rally in yesterday's session, and that is perhaps what helped the bulls make a bit of a comeback and claw their way back above the crucial psychological support level of 10,750 today. And there was a bullish candle that was formed on an intraday basis on the daily charts. And the Nifty that was responding to weak global cues early this morning, weighing down on the sentiment in Dalal Street, did wrap up near its previous close today. Nifty closed today at 10,767, that's just 0.01% lower. And the Sensex closed 19 points lower, that's 0.05% at 35,443. According to Abhijit Day, Senior Fund Manager Equities, BNP Paribas Mutual Fund, he spoke to Money Control and we quote him, key benchmark indices opened lower and hit intraday lows in early trade, only to recoup most of the losses to finally close the day near the flat line. Selling was largely triggered by profit booking following two straight sessions of gains in the Indian markets. He also added that weak global cues had a negative impact on investor sentiment, and on the macro front, yields on the 10-year government bonds hit over 8% in the opening session today. This is the first time since December of 2014, but decline ahead of weekly bond auction due later in the day, unquote. And those were words by Abhijit Day from BNP Paribas Mutual Fund. Now, coming back on the evening walk on Dalal Street to look at the various sectors, S&P BSE Healthcare Index gained 3.6%, followed by the IT Index, which was up 0.7%, and the Energy Index gained 0.7% as well. Losing side, you had the S&P BSE Power Index slipping 0.7%, followed by the FMCG Index that was down 0.3%, and the Finance Index closed 0.3% lower. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index closed 0.4% higher, whereas the Small-Cap Index ended 0.5% up. Top Sensex gainers included quite a few of the pharma stocks today. Sun Pharma gained about 8.1% today, followed by Dr. Reddy's Laboratories up 4.9%. Then Tata Motors, a repeat performance from yesterday, was up 1.5%. And State Bank of India closed up 1.2%. Losers, you had names like Power Grid closing down 2.1%, followed by HDFC down 1.4%, Axis Bank a little over a percent, and ITC down 0.9%. To take a look at some of the headlines next on the evening walk on Dalal Street, like I said, the pharma stocks had a pretty good day. They traded higher, led by Sun Pharma. Now, the rally that we saw in the stock was on the back of a regulatory development on the stock. According to a report on CNBC TV 18, the company has received a voluntary action initiated, or VAI status, for its Halol plant from the US FDA. Cipla gained 3.04% after reports suggested that this pharma major has partnered with Eli Lilly and Company for the marketing and distribution of Lilly's insulin glargine injection in India. In the other pharma names that did well, like I'd mentioned before, Dr. Reddy's, a report by the PTI or Press Trust of India stating the rollout of multiple sclerosis drugs in this fiscal may have had something to do with that positive sentiment that investors had towards this stock. Shares of Quality touched a 52-week low of 30 rupees 10 paise, were locked in a 5% lower circuit on a report that the stock has been included in BSE's surveillance list. According to CNBC TV 18, the share has been included in the Additional Surveillance Measures or ASM list. Tata Motors saw a rally today, and this was on the back of the Tata Motors Group global wholesales for May 2018, including JLR or Jaguar Land Rover, being at 107,343 units. That's higher by 24% compared to the same period, same month last year, and the stock gained 1.5% today. Shares of Omax Autos also gained about 4.9% after the company approved the proposal for diversification and expansion of existing capacity for manufacturing products and equipment that supply to the railways. Shares of Vakrangil were locked in a 5% upper circuit ahead of a board meeting that will be held on the 14th of June, and this meeting will happen to consider financial results for the quarter and year that ended March 31st, 2018. In other significant headlines, the yield on the 10-year government bond rose above the 8% mark for the first time since November of 2014. And this is 2 days after the MPC or Monetary Policy Committee raised key interest rates and changed liquidity coverage norms. It hit a high of 8.03% and a low of 7.9% today. Bond yields and prices, by the way, move in opposite directions. A cautious sentiment after a recent rally is what resulted in the Asian markets ending the day a little bit lower. The Nikkei 225 closed down 0.5%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was down 1.76%. The Taiwan Index was down 0.8%. South Korea's KOSPI down 0.7%. And the Shanghai Composite 1.36% down. In European markets, there were some jitters ahead of the G7 meet that happens in Canada over this weekend. Stock 600 was down 0.6%, and then there was the FTSE that was down 0.6% as well. France's CAC was down 0.3%, and Germany's DAX was down 0.8%. While the pharma stocks and the IT stocks might have gained from a weakening rupee, this is really where the rupee stands at the time of bringing you this podcast on Money Control, 67 rupees, 67 paise against the US dollar. And the slide that we saw in the rupee was an account of the American currency doing well against a basket of other major currencies and also outflows of foreign funds. Also, weakness in the domestic market weighed down on the rupee at the interbank foreign exchange market. But to come back and summarize the outlook for the Indian markets, and also in manner of a report card, we quote Jayant Manglik, President Religare Broking, who said in a statement, and we quote from there, after the recent smart up move, we expect the markets to consolidate in the coming sessions. The near-term market trend will be dictated by domestic macro data like IIP for the month of April and CPI and WPI inflation for May, movement of crude oil prices and currency, that's the INR versus the US dollar, and the progress of the monsoon. Global developments, especially in the US and China, will also be closely monitored, and investors should consider any correction as an opportunity to accumulate fundamentally sound stocks. However, considering high volatility in the indices, traders should keep their positions hedged. These were words of Jayant Manglik from Religare Broking. And with that, it's an end of the evening walk on Dalal Street. Have a fabulous weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.